And it appears that the shine is back on precious metals as the price of gold is on the cusp of breaking out to an all-time high. So here to discuss just why gold has increased so dramatically as well as how to safely buy gold is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there, Mark.
Hi.
Are you still working from home? Is it a shirt and tie day today?
I do both, but actually today I'm working from home, but most of the times I'm back at the office.
Okay. Okay. But are you wearing a shirt and tie?
I'm wearing my pajamas. Gotta be honest.
You're comfortable. Okay. Let's talk about gold. Why is it doing so well right now?
Gold is a hedge against inflation. So basically when investors worry about inflation, they tend to buy gold. And currently, the global banks all around the world, they're printing trillions of dollars out of thin air, and they're dumping that money on the world economy. So this massive increase in money supply should eventually lead to inflation. And the price of gold is also positively affected by a falling U.S. dollar and heightened geopolitical tensions, both of which we're seeing right now, the world's currently experiencing. So as such, these three factors coming into play, the demand for precious metals is on the rise, the supply is dwindling, and prices are being pushed up. And it's not just gold, it's silver and platinum as well.
Okay, so how does someone buy gold? What's the best way? Are there not a store you can go to? I mean, sure, you can go buy a ring or some jewelry or that type of thing. But you know, investment gold, bars of gold and silver, that kind of thing?
No, there's stores. There's retail outlets out there. They're all around Vancouver. You just have to Google, you know, gold bullion sales in Vancouver, and they'll have storefronts. And if you prefer to shop online, you can do that. A couple clicks, you can buy your gold, and they'll deliver it to you for free. Now, there's some things you got to keep in mind when you're buying physical gold. You have to expect to pay a premium over what we call the spot price of gold, which is the real current price of gold. So for give you an example, so if the current price of gold is $2,535 Canadian an ounce, you'd likely go to a store or shop online and you'd probably have to pay about $2,630 for a 1 ounce gold bar or a coin. So the difference between the sale and buy price, in this case $95, that's what goes to the retailers. So that's the main downside of buying physical gold. It's the cost. There's always a premium that is charged on the outset, but often you will also incur storage fees. So once you have the gold, you got to put it somewhere. It might not be safe at your house. So a lot of people will go and rent out safety deposit boxes, or if you have a lot of gold, you'll rent out space in a private vault. And these costs are charged monthly, and they add up. The pros of owning physical gold is it's a tangible asset. You can touch, sell, trade with your gold, and it's one of the better storages of wealth available to people who do not trust the banking system and worry about inflation.
Just don't keep it under the mattress, okay?
Tell anybody you're keeping it under the mattress.
Okay. Are there other ways to own gold?
Yeah, you can always buy a gold proxy exchange traded fund. We call them ETFs, and they trade on the stock market. So these ETFs basically mimic the price of gold in either US or Canadian dollars. There's quite a few of them out there, but they're not all equal. Like you still got to do some research on them because some of them are backed by gold derivatives, which are like gold IOUs, while others are backed by actual physical gold bars in a vault. So when I shop for gold using an ETF, I only ever buy the latter because I don't really trust the derivatives. But you know, owning gold through an ETF is simple, it's cost-effective. The two Canadian dollar precious metal ETFs that I personally use are, their symbols are KILO and CEF, as they have low management fees and are backed by real bars of gold and silver.
Okay, if there's a lot of demand for gold and limited supply, does that mean the gold miners are also doing well?
Yeah, I mean, that's a third way you can own gold. You can invest in a precious metal producer or explorer, and the producers have had a phenomenal year. So Barrick Gold, I think it is the largest Canadian mining company. It's up about 70% since last year, and other producers are experiencing similar gains. Now, the risk and potential rewards of buying mining stocks are much higher than owning just the physical gold. So people who buy mining stocks, they're actually hoping for large capital appreciations. So their motivations are growth. They want their money to go up quite fast, similar to someone buying Tesla stock right now. They're hoping for some big gains. Whereas people who buy the gold bullion, they're doing so mainly as a storage of wealth. So they, again, it's often that crowd that might mistrust the banking system. They're really worried about inflation. They want to protect their purchasing power. Sort of the same reasons as why some people buy Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies.
Well, do you recommend one method of buying gold over another?
I own all three. I bought at different times for different reasons. Now, most of the people that have been emailing me recently asking about gold, their main motivation is they're worried about inflation, even hyperinflation. And for them, I generally recommend just to go out and buy a gold ETF. Personally, I see owning gold, physical or an ETF, as sort of like an insurance or a storage of wealth. I don't really use it as a way to dramatically grow my money. When I put together portfolios, I rather have a traditional portfolio of stocks, which might include some gold producers. But I sort of want that diversification across several countries and sectors.
Well, is it too late to get into this, though? I mean, to own precious metals when they're so close to reaching their all-time highs.
Well, the spotlight is definitely starting to shine on precious metals, but I wouldn't say it's blinding. Like, I remember in the past, the last time we saw the prices go up really high, at that time, my inbox was flooded with gold questions, and my social media was filled with gold advertisements, and all my neighbors, including the grandmothers, were asking me how to own gold or buy gold, you know, gold all the time. So when that happens, it's a sign to lock in some profits and step aside, because that's when it's going parabolic. And that's when you don't want the case. So right now, I don't see the prices. I see them going up. They're steadily going up, but they're not going parabolic. So I still think there's time. So I don't think it's too late to buy some gold, either physical or through an ETF or through stocks. But I generally say just buy in moderations. It's getting hyped up a bit. And don't sell everything. Don't sell all your traditional investments and pile into precious metals. Gold should be a slice of your overall investment pie, not the whole thing.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.